So if you please give a warm welcome to Vincent Slatton, come on up for a few words. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Vincent Tsai. I'm running for California State Senate, District 22. I'm just coming from a law enforcement appreciation event in Laverne. Thought I'd stop by. I haven't had a chance to make it to the meetings recently because of campaigning, but I'm really happy I met Adam and everybody in this group, because prior to me even deciding to run for office, I already had it in my mind to create something like this, where groups of like-minded individuals who see what's really happening, that have different sets of skills, can come together and support each other in a time of need. And so I've actually had a couple of partners agree to be part of my group. I'm looking for people that know about firearms and tactics, medicine, how to plant things, you know, plumbers, carpenters, things like that. And I was fortunate enough to be introduced to Adam's group. So thank you, Adam, for what you and everybody and the People's Rights Group have been doing. So for those that haven't heard me speak yet, my why for running for office is when all the mandates started coming down, I saw what was happening. I saw that it wasn't a public health issue. It was a way for the government, for the globalists, to little by little chip away at our freedoms. If you've studied the history of communist countries, they have a certain method of overtaking a country. So first, they make us ashamed of our history. So things like the 1619 Project, taking away our sense of patriotism. The second step is separating children from their parents. So the stripping of parental rights, the indoctrination of children so that eventually they become property of the state and the parents are completely separated from their children. The third step is pandemic after pandemic, they introduce things like drought, self-created drought, and famine to keep people scared, separated, and feeling lost and alone. So they look to the government to be the mommies and daddies and protectors. We're past the point of the Cultural Revolution. What happened in China is happening right now in this country. So that's what made me want to step up and run, because I was looking around for people to step up and join this fight with me, and nobody else was. The same leaders in my department that are supposed to be the ones that are at the forefront of being the thin blue line between a tyrannical government and the people, they're all more concerned about their pensions and their rank and their jobs more than their oath. So because of that, I decided to step up and fill that void of leadership. And so I was very outspoken about not complying with the mandates. I joined a lawsuit that was filed against LA County regarding the mandates on behalf of all county employees, not just the sheriff's department that I'm still a part of, but not for long. So because of that, I was targeted and singled out of a department of thousands. To this day, I'm still the only one that's been suspended for anything COVID related. But yet, I'm not the only one that hasn't complied. It's just because I was very outspoken about it. So I thought, how can I continue fighting and find a way where I can make more of a difference? And it was a long and hard decision. I made the decision to register to run for state senate at the very last second, because I never wanted to be in politics. I despise politics. I've always tried to stay away from it. But I saw what was happening. I saw that we were always being in a place of being on the defensive, waiting for unconstitutional mandates and edicts to come down, and then filing a lawsuit to battle it. And so I decided to run for office to replace the same people that got us here in the first place. They're so smug because they've been able to get away with whatever they want. They've encountered almost no resistance. So people like myself, Mike McMahon and Byron Brink, law enforcement officers, former law enforcement officers, we decided we are the keepers of our oath, and we're going to do this even though we don't like the spotlight. We don't like being in politics, but we have to get outside of our comfort zone and do what's right, and that is replace these evil people in office and start making changes to save this country and save the state. Something else I've been pushing hard recently for is for Sheriff Alex Villanueva to step up and declare himself a constitutional sheriff. I was gifted this pin by Steve Tumnello, the CSPOA. And I recently had a conversation with Steve Tumminello and Sheriff Mack. And we've been trying to get a meeting with Sheriff Villanueva to get him to declare himself a constitutional sheriff for months now. I think it's been 8 months. He's been avoiding us because he's trying to get reelected. Now, compared to Luna, who's running against him for sheriff, he's the lesser of two evils. Luna is a complete puppet of the Board of Supervisors. If he gets elected, LA County is going to turn into something that we don't recognize. The Board of Supervisors are going to be able to get away with whatever they want. Villanueva at least has had our back on a couple things, but I've been putting the pressure on him. Recently, I put out a reel on Instagram calling him out for hiding. I've received overwhelming positive response. I had one negative feedback from a certain group that endorsed me, a law enforcement group. They, without telling me directly, wanted me to remove my reel. My answer to them was no. I meant every single word I said. You are not going to infringe upon my First Amendment right. And if you want to suppress information from the public to get Villanueva elected, you're no better than the same people that were trying to suppress information about Biden being a pedophile, doing business with China, and being in the early stages of dementia to get him elected in 2020. You're no better than those people. The people should know that they're electing somebody that's a true leader, that's going to go all the way and do what he needs to do as a chief law enforcement officer of the land. What I heard from somebody that knows him is that, oh, he doesn't take stuff like that seriously. He probably doesn't even care that you've called him out. He's just going to keep campaigning. And I said, okay, that's fine. That's his decision to make. The people that he serves, you, we the people, will see him for what he is. So it's incumbent on him to take up the challenge and do what he's meant to do. And if he doesn't do it, then I'll do it. I actually wanted to run for sheriff, but I didn't meet the prerequisites because you need a master's degree and you need 10 years on the department. So once I get there, if somebody better than him hasn't stepped up, then that's what I'm going to go for. Right now I'm running for state senate because that's the place I feel like I can make the most impact. I originally wanted to go after Dianne Feinstein because she's one of the most corrupt evil politicians of our time. But her spot wasn't up for re-election until 2024, so I went one step lower to state senate. The incumbent, my opponent, isn't as egregious in her acts of evil because she does it in a more sneaky way. She likes to play the victim and say that she's a victim of domestic violence and she's from Mexico and she got deported and had to fight her way to come back. So she creates this victim mentality to get the Hispanic community behind her and the women voters behind her. But if you look at her legislation she's written and voted on, it doesn't reflect what she says. She hasn't done anything for her constituents. She hasn't done anything regarding public safety. She likes to harp on that she used to be a school teacher and that she cares about the kids, but she hasn't done anything to protect the kids. Instead, if you look up her legislation record, you'll find that the things that she voted on actually puts children in harm's way. So I'm here to replace her because she hasn't been doing her job. In any line of work, if you're not performing, you get fired and they bring in somebody better. And so I'm seeking to be that better person to serve all of you. I don't care if you're not in my district. I don't like the way the districts are drawn. I'm running for everybody in California, everybody in the United States. I don't care that there's lines that say, okay, my district goes from El Monte to Montclair. I don't care about that. I truly want to serve each and every single one of you. And I wasn't here for what the firefighters were talking about. I think it was about preparedness in case of some kind of nuclear attack or some kind of catastrophe. I'm glad somebody brought up iodine. There's a reason why the government is buying up stores of iodine. That's one of the antidotes to nuclear attack. Now, you should also stock up on stuff like gas masks, like the ones that we get issued with the department. High-quality ones. I implore you, be your own best self-defense. Right now, because law enforcement agencies are so short, response times are ridiculously slow. Case in point, recently, my parents were away from their home. They received a call from their alarm company stating that their burglar alarm got tripped. Now, in the 16 years they lived there, that's the first time this ever happened. So when they called me about it, I took it to mean there was an actual intruder. I told them to notify the local law enforcement agency, and I made my way from LA County all the way to Riverside County. I arrived there, so the dispatch was notified of this call way before I was. But yet, I drove from LA County to where they live in Riverside County, and I got there 5 minutes before the responding unit. These are my parents. I was going to go in there and clear that house because, and I told my wife this while I was putting on my full-size sidearm, because I was going to go clear the house myself because I was waiting for the cops to arrive, and I was waiting. And so I was going to go clear the house by myself. And so I called dispatch to let them know, hey, I'm going to go in and clear this house. And they're like, oh no, please wait. Deputies are almost there. But that just shows you how slow response times are. If my parents would have showed up there unarmed because they don't own firearms and they went in there themselves and there was an armed intruder, my parents might not be alive today. And so that's a huge issue. So I implore you, you must be your own self, best self-defense. Not only purchase a firearm, learn how to train to use it, and then learn how to train to use it under stress, because they're two completely different things. Having a gun might seem cool, and shooting on a flat range might make you feel like a badass, but under stress, your fine motor skills are out the window. So you need to train under stress, and you need to train consistently. Next, you've seen all these follow-home robberies, all these assaults by the homeless. Learn to defend yourself. Learn martial arts. I highly recommend you train jiu-jitsu, boxing, and Muay Thai, especially for the women. And instead of following the liberal narrative of, oh, if you're a woman, then you're a victim, why not put the responsibility on women to learn how to defend themselves, empower them? That's how you fix this issue. Empower women to learn how to defend themselves so that they're no longer victims. Make the criminals pay. Part of what I'm going to try to do in Sacramento is create legislation that'll make it harder for criminals to get away with what they're getting away with. So I want to repeal AB 5, AB 109, Prop 47, Prop 57. Those are the main things right now that are allowing criminals to get away with whatever they want. They no longer fear the law. They no longer fear police. They no longer fear the courts. And when I get in Sacramento, I'm going to make them pay. I'm going to make them fear police. I'm going to make them fear the law. I'm going to make them feel the courts again. And on top of that, I'm going to keep pushing the idea of taking responsibility for your safety, the safety of your children and your families, by training, by staying physically fit. Because when all of us are armed and ready, criminals don't stand a chance. I'll tell you firsthand, I've had plenty of experience working in the jails, babysitting the worst people in society, child molesters, rapists, murderers, gangbangers. I've dealt with criminals out on the streets. I'll tell you that they may act tough, but they're cowards. They're just like bullies in school. They want you to submit to them by force and fear. And once you stand up and show that you're not going to take it, they fold. You can defeat criminals very easily if you train yourself. So make it harder for criminals to victimize you by stepping up and being responsible for your own self-defense. And in office, I'll do what I can to help support you, because the job of government isn't to be your mommy and daddy. It's to be the lion, be the buffer between the tyrannical government and the people that we serve. And that's my goal. Less government, less laws. We have way too many laws. And allow the people to just live their lives. Leave people alone. I just want to be left alone. I'm sure most of you want to be just left alone. We don't need any more government meddling. So that's all I got. I wasn't planning on speaking. I'll open up to questions. There's no limit to whatever question you want to ask me. I have nothing to hide. I've always prided myself in being an educator. So any questions you have, if I can answer, I'll answer it. If I don't know, I'll tell you I don't know, and I'll look into it. Thank you for your time. My name is Vincent Tsai. I'm running for State Senate, District 22.
Thanks, Vincent. Okay, so he's opening it up to questions. Anybody has any questions, please come on up to the mic and get your question out. And we're just going to go in order. And we're starting, I think Adam is up first. Go ahead.
So, Vincent, thanks for talking today. I've already taken one of your firearms training classes. And
you did very well.
Yeah, thank you.
I was very happy with your progress.
I really appreciated your instruction. Can you talk a little bit about your availability? Do you have any availability to do another class for our members? And if so, how can they contact you and move forward with that?
Right now, my schedule is so booked because we're in the last 30 or so days of the election cycle. Mail-in ballots have already come out. Please don't mail your ballots in. Vote in person. But time is running out, so I'm pushing hard. I have a huge district. I don't have a campaign team. I have a small group of volunteers I've been helping out, so I'm doing everything pretty much on my own. So my availability is really limited, but because this issue is so important to me, I really want to teach people how to defend themselves. I'll find time. I'll find a day and time to set up another range day or to set up a self-defense day where I can teach you the basics of jiu-jitsu. And the best way to contact me is via my website, my email. If you want my number, just come ask me. When you email my campaign email, that's me responding. Because like I said, I don't have a campaign manager. I don't have a handler. Everything is just me. So reach out to me and we'll figure something out.
Awesome. Thank you. You can also get Vincent's information off the People's Rights website. Go to the newsroom and his firearms training class is there. And you can find his contact details there as well.
And I have some business cards and some campaign literature here. If anybody's interested, I can hand it off to you too. That's a way for you to get to know me. And also, there's a QR code to my website as well.
Hi, Vincent.
Hi.
So you get elected. That's great. And you have great ideas. So how do you convince, or what's the plan to get the majority that's in Sacramento, the supermajority, to follow on to your great ideas?
So even before that, that's where you guys step in. Voter apathy and apathy in general is so widespread. We have record low turnout during the primaries. I was very fortunate to move on to the general election. So first, everybody needs to vote in person to get people like myself and Mike McMahon and Byron Brink in office. Right now, for my position, state senate, there are 40 state senators. 31 of those are Democrats, 9 Republicans. It's very hard to get things done with those kind of odds. So if we can flip the Senate, all we need is 5. So for my position, 5 seats. That's all we need to flip the supermajority. So if we can get rid of the supermajority, that'll make things easier for me to execute what I want to execute. And if it doesn't happen, I'm going to find a way. I was blessed by my parents to have a brain. It's not the best brain, but it's a brain that's always looking for answers. So whether that means finding different ways to talk to my Democrat colleagues to get them to see that they don't have to follow the party line. See that this isn't about left and right, blue and red. This is about us as humans. And if we could find some ways to unite, like family, the security of our neighborhoods, the preservation of our country, because we're being overrun by the globalists and the Chinese Communist Party. So if I can find a way through my use of words and appealing to their emotions, because liberals tend to be more emotional, whereas conservatives tend to be a little bit more logical. So if I'm going to find a way where I can use both hemispheres of the brain to appeal to with logic and also emotion, I'm going to find a way to get through to them if we don't get rid of the supermajority. So hopefully that's a good enough answer for you. That's the best that I have right now. But I'm going to continue brainstorming. I mean, I haven't slept the past 8 months because I can't sleep, because I can never get it out of my mind. How am I going to find solutions to these problems? Because I'm new to politics, so there's a lot of things I still don't understand. So I don't sleep because my brain is constantly trying to look for solutions. So when I get there, rest assured, I am going to find solutions to these issues. You have my word on that. Thank you for your question.
Go on. Hi, Vince. John Kasarab here. Listen, one of the things I might suggest is kind of follow what MTG and Matt Gaetz and the guys are doing in the House, and that kind of attitude. You might want to reach out to them now while you're running and see if you can't start getting them to give you some support.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had a chance to call into Bannon's program, the War Room?
No, I haven't.
Okay, that would be another place. But I bet that they all know in the House that California's a problem. And if they can get connected with candidates like yourself who are espousing the same kind of things that they're espousing in the House, in the federal House, I think they might start supporting you as well. I don't know them personally, or I'd make the call for you, but you might try that.
That's a great point. And actually, I did have it on my schedule to contact MTG. I don't know if she'll go back to me. I've actually contacted a lot of people, but I'm sure they get a lot of correspondence, so I haven't heard anything back from all the very well-known people. But I'm going to keep trying, and we'll see how that goes. But that's a great suggestion, though. Thank you.
Can you tell us one more time how we can help you and help your campaign?
the reason why I was fortunate enough to get past the primary elections and get more than 28,000 votes was because people like yourselves told their friends, told their neighbors about me, and then volunteered to walk my district for me. I only have these two legs. It's me and my son during the primaries. There's so much ground to cover. So I really need more boots on the ground to pass out literature like this that highlights what my opponent has and hasn't done and what I can bring to office. I don't have millions of dollars in special interest groups, so I don't have the money to get on TV. But it's through walking in districts, passing out my literature, donating whatever you can, $20, $50. The maximum limit is $4,900, and I don't expect anybody to donate that amount because I understand with inflation, the price of gas, which is other things I'm going to tackle as well, I know it's hard for people to part with their money, and I 100% understand that. But anything really does help. Right now, I mean, I'll tell you, candidates like myself and Mike McMahon, we're out of money. I've already spent more than 10 grand of my own money on my campaign. And so any little contribution really does help. So those are some ways that you can help the cause and help to propel us forward to victory in November. Any other questions?
What's the name of your opponent?
Susan Rubio.
Susan Rubio, yeah.
So can I mention, what I bring to office is integrity and morals. And I've shown that through my actions. Now, she likes to come out and virtue signal, but for example, while she was councilwoman of Baldwin Park, she never paid her property taxes and avoided getting in trouble by becoming a state senator. So she's backed by the Democratic Party. Her and her sister, Susan Rubio, who's an assemblywoman, also running for re-election against my friend, Ryan May, who's a plumber that stepped up to run against her because she was going to be running unopposed. So Ryan May, who's a veteran and a full-time plumber, decided to step up because nobody else would. So right now we're trying to bring down the Rubio sisters because they're completely backed by the Democratic Party. They're not for the people. They do things to line their own pockets. And additionally, while she was council member of Baldwin Park, she filed lawsuits against two police chiefs of Baldwin Park, that cost the taxpayers of Baldwin Park $12 million. In the end, they found that those two lawsuits had no cause. So basically, it was unfounded. So that's who she is. I mean, she's shown who she is. But because she has so much backing from big pharma, oil, and real estate, and tons of money, as well as the Democratic political machine, that information gets suppressed. So this is something that I want to convey to people, which is why these new palm cards that I came out with, I really want to get these around the district and just even outside of the district so people can know that these are how career politicians really are. I'm just a regular person like all of you. I experience the same pains that you're experiencing. And so I have a vested interest in fixing these problems. I have a son. I'm doing this to protect my son and his future. She doesn't have kids. She claims that she cares about kids, but she's just riding on the fact that she used to be a school teacher. But she hasn't done anything to protect the children. So I just wanted to add that. Thank you.
Let's give Vincent another. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time.
Stopping by. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks.